This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. We have as our guest today, worship leaders, and this couple, Gene and I, have known for several years. And I just want to welcome Brian and Kristen Mink. And Brian started writing songs and poems at the age of 16 after marrying his high school sweetheart, Kristen, who's a gifted singer, a very anointed worshiper. They've traveled the globe singing self-written songs that not only glorify God, but lead people into the throne room of heaven. Brian formerly served as music leader at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. Most everybody familiar with Christ for the Nations. Brian is now on staff at Water of Life Community Church, Fontana, California. We started a school of worship, and Brian and Christian, their three children, currently reside in Fontana, California. But by the avenue of electronics, it's an amazing day. The avenues of electronics, they lead our worship, and they're here today. Brian and Kristen, welcome to BPN Radio.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Dale. Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Hey, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio. Love you guys, and so thankful that you're the worship leaders here, and I'm thankful that you're on today. In a little while, we're going to be playing some music, and we're going to be worshiping. You guys have some wonderful worship songs, and it's just going to be a time of worship. And, you know, I know that worship is such it's a high order. You know, it doesn't get any better than that. And so tell me how things are going, how y'all are doing, and what's happening there on the West Coast, sunny California.
Yeah.
we're doing really well, Dale, and we love you and Gene a whole lot. Thank you for inviting us to be the worship leaders for BPN Radio, and we're just delighted to be in relationship with you, and excited about what God's doing through your network and all of the broadcasts, and God really is. He's doing something quite remarkable here on the West Coast. You know that Lou Engle, just about 30 minutes from where we're at last year, had his big event called mm-hmm. Azusa Now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a chance to attend that. In fact, that's how God kind of shifted us to where we're at now. And we really just believe that what was started at that event by the prayer that happened there, I mean, literally tens of thousands of people praying and interceding for our nation.
I know. Don't mean to interrupt you, but we carried some of that live here on BPN Radio.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. It was good. Very good.
So, you know, just God is, there's hot spots. You know, when God called me and my wife, we were actually at Christ for the Nations, and I mean, we didn't need anything more to do, but God spoke to me while I was there. And of course, you know, I mean, there was anywhere from 50 to 60 nations represented in the student body there.
Mm-hmm.
And God, you know, obviously moving powerfully, but he told me, he said, I'm going to send you out to different places around the globe where you're going to go and just kind of help cultivate the fire that's there. And he told me two things. He said, never go based on the size of an opportunity, you know, the number of people, and never go based on, you know, some kind of offering or something you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And then, but then he promised me something. He said, Brian, he said, if you'll obey me and only go where I call you and the doors of opportunity that I open for you, he said, I'm going to take you and I'm going to put you in the spiritual hotspots where God is showing himself strong, like these different regions where there was this oasis or this lighthouse where God was burning bright and affecting that whole region. And now, you know, I look at, you know, our ministry, you know, not just here, but here on BPN Radio, I mean, broadcasting all over the world to where I believe are spiritual hotspots around the globe, where people are called to intercede and pray, and it's just powerful. So it's really, really an amazing opportunity just to be here with you and to, you know, see what God's doing, not just here, but around.
I know. These are opportune days. I mean, when Gene and I were having our prayer time today, we were talking about the opportunities that we have that we never dreamed we would have. You know, for 30 years, Gene and I traveled across America, different parts of the world, ministering to one church, primarily ministering at one church at a time. And now we have the opportunity. We have, you know, we have over 1,200 churches that have signed up to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. And now, I don't know what, maybe 8 or 900 cities. And many of those, of course, are around the world. We have a city that has certainly has recently signed up from Germany, one or two from England. And we have, we've had over 100 nations since we began here on BP and radio that have joined us from time to time. So I believe wow. the doors of opportunity are open. And sometimes... You know, sometimes we begin to dream and people try to confine us to a certain realm or a certain place. And, you know, people, when I talk about Breakout Radio Church, having church twice a day, they have a hard time getting their heads around that because they think, well, you know, supposed to have church on Sunday morning or Wednesday night. But, you right. know, I believe that God is doing different things. And I know that you guys have had a lot of experience. You've been doing a lot of things. But you cannot ignore what God has put in your heart. And so sometimes people want us to be focused on one. You know, Paul said this one thing I do, but that was probably a primary thing. But he probably had different secondary things that he was doing. But I'm persuaded, Brian and Kristen, we got to do what's in our heart. And I know that God has placed so many things in your heart. You're multi-gifted. And we, you know, we live in a society now that is moving very quickly and very rapidly. And I know that you've had pastoral experience. You now have the School of Worship, but of course, your experience at Christ for the Nations, and your worship albums, your live concerts, and writing. Oh my goodness! You guys have already at a young age got to experience a lot. And I believe as we go along also that we go through a process of elimination, you know, saying, yeah, we've done that, but that's not it, or that's not it. And then eventually we begin to focus on what is really in our heart. When I begin to pray about the new year, I heard the Holy Spirit, he didn't say to me, do this, do that, do this other, but he said to me, do what's in your heart. So I just say to you, Brian and Kristen, Ming, y'all do what's in your heart. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Well, you guys are so anointed. I mean, how did you begin singing, Christian? How did you begin singing? How did y'all begin writing songs? I mean, when I hear you sing, Christian, the anointing immediately comes. You're so anointed. And was there a transfer of anointing? I mean, how did that anointing begin?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, my mom tells the story of me being able to sing before I could talk when I was just a little girl. And so her and my dad would always have worship music on in the mornings and, you know, just throughout the day. And my dad would always tell me to sing to Jesus. And I have these pictures of me I'm like 4 or 5 years old, even smaller, just sitting Indian style with my hands raised, and they did great at just allowing me to just create that environment of worship in our home. And the only thing is that when I met Brian in high school, he would say, you know, you need to be singing in front of people. And I was so afraid to sing in front of people. I was like, I said, I can't. Like, all I've ever known is, you know, I sing for Jesus. Like, if I sing in front of people, they're going to be looking at me. Like, you know, if, I don't want anybody looking at me. And so he kind of just encouraged me. And, you know, he said, you know, you have this gift that God's given you, and you know, people need to hear that. And so it took a while, I would say a few years and stuff, and not until even after.
You were shy, Dale.
Yeah.
You were really shy.
I was so shy. I was like, oh my goodness, like everybody's staring at me, you know. I just did not like that at all.
I teach this all the time, you know, to worship leaders. I mean, and all the worship leaders at Christ for the Nations, one of the first things I would say, you know, it's tragic for many of you, and that, you know, come from all over the world with more talent than I have, probably my little finger. Mm-hmm. They can sing and they can play and they can write. They're just, I mean, talent is just oozing out of them. And the first class, first statement, I would always say, it's unfortunate that some of you with the most talent that God will actually use the least. And they'll all kind of look at me cross-eyed and they, what are you talking about? But the reality is it's the pure in heart that see God, mm-hmm. not those who are the talented. Mm-hmm. And what I saw in my wife was not just great talent, but she had a purity of heart that, you know, she did. She sang to Jesus. She sang, you know, sitting at the throne of God, poised, you know, for no other reason to be, not to be seen by men, but, you know, to worship and adore her creator and, you know, her God. And there was because of that purity, that the presence of God would just, I mean, it would just suck into the room. I mean, and she started singing, and, you know, and I would always encourage her in that, and she didn't like it at first.
I did not like it at all.
Well, you could never tell that now when I see you worship and of course the anointing you carry. It's amazing how that you were trained about the presence of God even at an early age, growing up in a Christian home. And of course, Brian, I know you grew up in a pastor's home, in a preacher's home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, my dad was a pastor for 53 years, and in fact, I was on staff for him for about 10 years of my first ministry position, and learned so much. In fact, it's funny, you know, you talked about me writing songs all the way from 16. You know, I wrote songs in a, you know, very small church for many years that nobody cared about, nobody knew about. And, you know, I felt like David in the cave at times. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, why are you giving me all these songs? You know, nobody wants them. Nobody cares. You know, I'd send them out to agencies and different people. Nobody liked them. But literally, God was, during that time, was developing this gift in private, because he wanted to cultivate it and then use it for his glory, not for my glory, but his glory, you know, years later. And really, I mean, now that we're here on the radio, we're, you know, it's being broadcast all over the world and mm-hmm. my time at Christ for the Nation. Mm-hmm. But my dad cultivated that in me. He would always encourage me to write and encourage me to sing and gave me my first ministry opportunity. And
your mom would put you guys on the piano bit. You would travel around.
We'd travel and minister, and no, nobody could see me because I was so short. I'm not short now. I'm 6'2", but uh-huh. at that time, I mean, 3-4 years old, she'd stand me up on the piano bench, and mm-hmm. I'd sing.
Play for you and sing.
She'd play it, I sing.
Well, you guys have had a rich background. And when did y'all start writing music together?
Well, I wouldn't say that we write a whole lot together. My wife has written a few songs, and I've been actually encouraging that in her. And I don't know if you've had a chance to play the song Healing Waters.
No, many times.
Yeah, but she wrote that song. She was, you know, folding laundry one day, and she was singing this melody, and I came walking by, and I said, "Babe," I said, "that's a great song. You need to write that down." And yeah. She was just singing this melody that she heard, and then I kind of helped. Whenever she gets those melodies like that or ideas, I typically will, you know, call her over to the piano, and we'll I'll help her with the music and help her kind of put it into a song form.
I think we bounce ideas of each other too.
Yeah.
Like you'll write the song and show me the song, and then I'll critique.
Yeah, she'll critique. She's my most honest critique.
Well, I played Heating Waters many, many times. I didn't realize that you had written that, Christian. I think I'm going to play it right now. We'll just worship God, and there's people that may need healing, and I'll turn the monitor up so you guys can hear it, and we'll just worship God a little while, then we'll be back to pray and talk some more.
Sounds
all
great.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a great song. Great song, Christian. I love that song, Healing Waters. I play it many times here on BPN Radio. Thanks. When people need healing, there's just an anointing in that song.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say before we continue on, it's good to have Brian and Christian Ming on with us today. And that was Christian singing a song that she wrote. And so delighted to have them on today. And their anointed music, their anointed singing, and how God has definitely been using them. And it's such a delight to be in relationship with them. So, wow, it's great. I love to worship God. And, you know, I was going to say, on BPN Radio, music and prayer go directly together. There's a lot of people say, why don't you just come on and interview people or talk? But no, it's music and music and prayer, because music gives tremendous expression to what you are doing. So if I'm praying for people to be sick, many times I play your song, Christian. And if I'm asking people to allow the Holy Spirit to search them, then I play your song, Brian, Search Me, O God, Know My Heart. So, you know, I try to play music that corresponds to whatever is being prayed or is being said. And I just think that sometimes music can carry a message, sometimes even greater than it being articulated or verbalized. So, wow.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you guys on.
Dale, sometimes whenever I've written songs and things, even as I'm writing them, they almost sound wrong to me, or I have this thought through the years, you know, as I've written, like, who would ever want to play this music? Like, it's these messages and these different things, like Song of Ezekiel, or, you know, I wrote a song called Martyr Song that, you know, talks about the martyrs of old. And even my wife's song, Healing Waters, she was just sharing with me we put it on mute and we were talking about it. She said, do you know the real reason I wrote that song? I said, I think so. She said, I don't know if I've ever told you. but we were basically going through a tough, well, do you mind if I have her tell you?
No, go ahead. No, go for it.
Well, we were kind of going through this, season of, you know, just kind of searching. We had planted the church in San Diego, and so we were pastoring, and I felt like the Lord was just kind of doing a work in me personally. You know how sometimes you leave a situation and you feel like you're, you know, oh yeah, I'm okay, like, you know, I'm good, and then later on, you know, the Lord kind of reveals some things. Oh, you know, you have this little place in your heart that, you know, needs some healing, you know, over a situation. And so I felt like it was just kind of that season. I was just folding laundry one day, and I just kept thinking about a situation that had happened to us personally when we were, you know, working at a church. And there was just some things that, you know, that had happened. And, you know, just I really, without knowing it, I didn't realize that I was kind of becoming more just, you know, not trusting, you know, a man of God, I guess, you know, you could so call it, like, you know, a pastor that was, you know, over us, and just some things that were, you know, that had happened, you know, that were said, you know, that it just, the situation just kind of went wrong. you know how it is when you're in working in a church, and you know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, gotten hurt in the church, so, you know, and that kind of thing, and I just felt like the Lord was just wanting to heal my heart, and I just got this revelation of, like, you know, just even though, you know, he is a man of God, and you honor, you know, the man of God, like, he's still just a man, you know, and things that were said, it wasn't, you know, God, you know, because my whole question was, well, you know, if we were called to be at, you know, a place, like, how why would God allow me to be so hurt, you know, or, you know, why could I get so hurt, you know, through this person? And it was just more of a revelation of, you know, he might not even know that, you know, he hurt you or that he hurt your family, you know, it's just in your circumstances, you know. And so I just began to just let the Lord heal my heart to where, you know, I would be okay to trust, you know, again, and just letting him really heal those places that I honestly thought that I was okay, you know, with. Right. And out of that came the song. I just kept singing, you know, healing waters, just your healing waters. I want to be, you know, washed of this, you know, this hurt that I'm feeling, and only God, you know, can heal those, you know, small places that nobody else sees,
right.
You know?
Right. Well, it's amazing how songs can come out of our hurts or disappointments or discouragements or our pain, whatever we've gone through, and begin to minister to people and bring healing, not only to yourself, but healing to other people. And that's what one thing I love about songwriters like you guys is that that out of your prayer time and out of your worship time and even out of your pain times, there can come incredible songs that will minister to a lot of people. And thank you for sharing that with us, Christian. I think that's very, very important. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. And Brian, I know that you have mentored a lot of people in music. In fact, probably some well-known people that are recording today. And I don't know if you want to name any of those, but how have you mentored so many people in worship and music? How have you done that?
Well, you know, Dale, there are worship leaders all over the country and all over the world, really, who have, you know, come out of Christ for the Nations and people that, you know, are now serving in ministry. Probably the, you know, what my wife was sharing, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, her song Healing Waters, and you mentioned earlier the song Search Me, O God, mm-hmm. and Know My Heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was taken right out of the Psalms. You know, David wrote, I think it's Psalm 139.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, in the talent, the worship leading, the gifting, the playing and singing, that all comes naturally. I mean, people don't have to worry, you know, really. They work at that. They, you know, we labor at helping them develop their gifts and talents and things. But really, you know, just even as my wife was sharing, can you imagine, you know, David? In fact, I just wrote a book on the life of David called Secret Heart of a Worshipper. And I'm just really fascinated by David's life because here's a guy who, you know, penned those words, search me, O God, and know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, this was before really the revelation about the human heart and the Spirit of God, you know, being in the human heart had come about. You know, it wasn't until later that, you know, Jeremiah wrote, you know, how deceitfully wicked the heart was. That was, I mean, centuries later after David's life. And then his son is the one who wrote, you know, keep thy heart without all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. You know, mm-hmm. many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord directs his steps.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was such a forerunner and such a pioneer concerning being a man after God's own heart. And what does that mean? And I really believe that principle of basically coming before God and saying, you know, I don't even know what's going on in my own heart. You know, like my wife was saying, there's hurt here. There's heart that, you know, there's some spots that I'm unaware of. And since, you know, my heart is so easily deceived, God, I think the best avenue of, you know, remedying this problem or dealing with, you know, this heart issue is I'm just going to lay my heart bare before you and I'm going to ask you to search it. You show me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to be honest with you, when I first began to see that, and then I, you know, wrote that song, "Search Me, O God, Know My Heart," I was afraid to pray that prayer. I mean, I was like, I'm not praying that prayer. You know, I'm scared. Yeah. If I really lay my heart bare before God and then say, "Here, it's wide open," mm-hmm. you know, completely vulnerable. God, come search it. I'm not sure what He's going to say. But when I had the courage enough to do that, what came out of it was not, you know, God saying, "Aha, you know, I mm-hmm. got you, I caught you." Mm-hmm. It was like my wife's response. Here's this area that needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. Here's this area that I want to make whole. You don't need to carry that. You don't need to. That doesn't need to be there. And, you know, you asked about worship. You know, mentoring worship leaders and mentoring worshipers. Really, teaching that lesson about what it is to be a person after God's heart. I really believe that is the principle. Above all other things, of really being honest before God, being transparent before God, having an open heart before God, and allowing Him to wrestle with those issues in our heart, mm-hmm. those attitudes, those mm-hmm. agendas, mm-hmm. those things. And so I've really tried to teach that to the next generation coming up. In fact, that's how I was done with worship. I was pastoring, you know, when we, you know, I pastored for a number of years, and the Lord called me back. He said, "I'm not done with you in worship." And I asked the Lord, I said, well, why? You know, I'm 40 years old. Why, you know, why do you need me? There's plenty of young guys coming up, you know. And he basically, his answer to me was, he said, "Brian," he said, "there's so few fathers in worship mm-hmm. that I need you to be a father in worship and to help reproduce yourself and pour and teach these principles, teach these things about the heart, teach these things about pride and arrogance and submission, you know, submitting to the authorities above you to, you know, help people see the pitfalls of, you know, in the ministers that start ministry. And then, you know, along the way, they, you know, that all of a sudden they're not even in ministry anymore. They mm-hmm. they forfeit their calling because of, you know, a moral failure, or, you know, they get bitter, or they get, you know, they get upset at, you know, the authorities above them, or they, you know, they let their heart get hardened, and, mm-hmm. and you can't worship God with a hard heart.
That's right.
It doesn't work.
That's true. Let me ask you guys a question, because I believe that sometimes we have we put the wrong focus or priority on worship. You don't have to be just a good singer or a good musician to be a great worshiper, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. Some of the greatest worshipers I know, you know, aren't great singers. Even some of the greatest worship leaders are, you know, they have to, you know, at least be able to, you know, carry a tune and be able to sing mm-hmm. the song, you know. Mm-hmm. But God, in fact, let me describe it this way. There was probably, I don't know, 2,000, 2,500 people, you know, outside of the, I was behind the curtain at Christ for the Nations, and we were doing this night of worship, and I was back there by myself, and I was just kind of pacing the floor, and I was like feeling very frustrated about the rehearsal that we had. It didn't go. There were some sound issues, some technical things. There were some, you know, some musicians that, you know, weren't playing the notes right. Mm-hmm. And I remember just being very frustrated, and the Lord stopped me in my tracks, and He said, "Brian," He said, don't worry about it. No, it's okay. And then He said something that really shook me to the core. He said, I'm not as concerned about the musical quality as you think I am. He said, "What if I told you that I only listen to the heart, not to the music?"
Hmm. Wow.
And I was like, "Whoa! Did I just hear correctly?"
Yeah.
Like God said, "I only listen to the heart." Mm-hmm. And you know, we get so concerned about the quality. And you know, the song, one of the songs on the latest album that I think I sent you was a song called "Song of Heaven."
Mm-hmm.
And as I was writing that song, you know, it's all about this scene around the throne of God, and they're crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And I remember when I wrote that song, the Lord kind of gave me this revelation, because, you know, you hear the worship leaders and they'll say, you know, someday when I, you know, after I pass from this life, you know, I'm hoping I can be the choir director in heaven, mm-hmm. or I can be, you know, the worship leader in heaven, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And people will say, man, the music in heaven is going to be amazing. You know, like, we haven't even heard music until we get, you know, to heaven and hear. And it was like the Lord was telling me as I wrote that song, the music in heaven is not as glorious as you think it is. I was like, huh? And I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds wrong to me. But here's the revelation. We're going to be standing or kneeling or bowing or prostrating ourselves around the throne of God and mm-hmm. singing these songs. Mm-hmm. But God is going to be there in sight. And, yeah. you know, so much emphasis here on earth is about the song and the music that's being played. Who cares about the music when God is there, right? I mean, right in front of us, and his glory is being poured out. Who cares what song's being played? We're going to cry out with all. And so I really believe that the music is going to become secondary, where, as opposed to here on earth, you know, the music is kind of centralized. You know, I mean, if it's a great song, we tend to worship more, but we're going to be looking at mm-hmm. God as we're worshiping. We're going to be experiencing his presence.
Yeah.
In a profound way.
And I believe that, Brian. I want to say too that I believe that there's a whole new dimension of worship that's coming to the church today, and of course I believe that you guys are going to be at the very forefront of that. And I just sense, and I've been prophesying for a while, that services, you know, would just start with worship, and there would be no formal introduction or invocation. It would just start with worship, people worshiping God. Wouldn't even start with music, just start with people worshiping the Lord and people gathering even before service time. I just believe we're entering to a new form of worship, a new dimension of worship. And I believe that God is bringing people out of obscurity to be worship leaders, and he's calling all of us to be worshipers. And not just
right.
to come and listen. So many times I've happened to have an opportunity to visit a church or two, and maybe they're just people are just sitting or standing and listening to the people on the platform singing or playing an instrument. I believe it's far more than that. We're going to run out of time before long, and I want both of you in just a few moments. I'm going to play some of your piano worship music, Brian. But before I have y'all to pray, because I'm calling America to pray today for worshipers. We need worshipers in the house of God. We need worshipers in the kingdom of God, wherever it may be. And so I'm calling America to pray for worshipers. And I'm going to have both of you to lead in prayer. But first of all, tell the people how they can contact you, how they can get your videos, your audios, your albums, because your books. And you have a lot of resources. So tell the people how they can make contact with you.
Yeah, probably the best way, Dale, is just through our website, brianandkristenming.com. You know, just all spell. It's kind of a long website. I'm not crazy about that website. But
yeah, spell your names, because you can spell your names two or three different ways.
Okay, B-R-I-A-N, and then A-N-D, and then Kristen Ming, MING.com.
Okay.
And, but, you know, they can look there. There's a, you know, a bunch of information there, but that, you know, you can get it on iTunes or Amazon, or the books are up on Amazon. So yeah, but I mean, if they just even search our name on the internet, they'll find
Brian with an I, Kristen with the 10 at the end.
Yeah.
But I always say.
Okay. All right. BRIANKRISTEN.
Yep.
Okay.
MING.
Mm-hmm. Brian and Kristen Ming. Mm-hmm. And a little bit, as we conclude, I'm going to play a little bit of your song, Search Me, O God. But I want both of you to pray. We have a few minutes left. I trust that people will go to your website and get your music. It's on iTunes, and I know there's you have a concert that's on YouTube, I believe. Wow, I tell you, they would be tremendously blessed if they will go there. And so delighted to have you as our worship leaders at Breakout Radio Church. I'm playing a little worship music here. Brian, as you play the keyboard, I want both of you to pray right now, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, Dale. Lord, I just want to lift you up here today. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord, in this season. You are moving so powerfully, and Lord, there's so much negative press, and there's so much despair in the world, and people that are almost, you know, where's God in this moment, and what, you know, why is this happening? And we know that, you know, as the end draws near, there's going to be, you know, just perilous times, and there's, you know, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, God. And you think about what's happening, you know, in the Middle East with, you know, ISIS and the terror that's happening around the world. But I, Lord, as much as those atrocities are happening, Lord, at the same time, when the enemy comes in like a flood, there's a standard that is being raised. There's this counter movement. Yes. There's this remnant that is rising in the earth of people who are, with reckless abandon, are learning how to fight on their knees. I call them worship warriors. Mm-hmm. They know how to draw your presence, and they also know how to fight in the spirit. And so we just ask God for that army to rise. God, an army of worshipers, an army of intercessors, an army of prayer warriors that would just, Lord, would hit their knees and be able to bombard heaven, God, and draw your presence. Lord, I pray, God, that as we begin to bring heaven to earth, God, through song, through music, and through just our hearts wide open and doing ministry, God, that touches the world and touches our neighbors and touches those around us. God, that you would just be, that you would move powerfully, and you would just, that you would raise up that army that, Lord, would be, Lord, like a counter movement to the darkness, God, that would be light, God, in the darkest places, God, in places like the sex trade, you know, industry that's happening, Lord, such darkness, but then all of these agencies and all these Christian organizations that are rising, Lord, that are counteracting that, the drugs and the false religions and the, you know, then you have on the other side these movements rising that are beacons of light in those dark places. We thank you for that. Thank and we just pray, God, that even those listening under the sound of my voice, Lord, that they would be inspired and just, Lord, have a new fire within them to pray and seek your face like never before, knowing, Lord, that when those that are called and anointed will truly rise up and pray, God, that you will turn you'll turn and you'll heal our land, and you will bring your presence, your holy presence, God, in a powerful way to regions, to cities, to nations. We just thank you for that, and we just love you, Lord. We adore you, and we honor you. Thank you, Lord, for BPN Radio. Thank you for this counter movement, God, to the darkness, God, that is broadcasting light just the entire world, all over the world. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we love you.
Amen.
We praise you.
Mm-hmm. You want to pray, Kristen, a little bit, a couple of minutes?
Oh, okay, sure. Yes, God, and we just thank you just for what you're doing. And God, I just pray that as people are turning and tuning in on this radio station, God, that they would just sense your presence. God, that they would just feel you in this whole movement, in this whole new idea, this creative idea, God. And I just pray that you are calling the worshipers, that in every day, in our everyday world, in our everyday life, God, I just thank you for calling your people just to a deeper relationship with you. And like we were talking about, they don't have to have the best voice, God, but they would just open their hearts and open their minds just to just to experience your love and experience you on a whole new level. And I just thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Brian and Krista Ming, thank you for being on today. And I'm going to play your song. I'll play your song, Search Me, O God, as we conclude our broadcast today. Love you guys. And thank you for being a part of our team. Bye-bye. Here's Brian Ming. Let's worship him as we conclude today's program. Let this be our prayer.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my anxious thoughts. Cleanse me from my evil ways, and make my heart like yours. 'Cause I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. I am yours.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, we're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing your presence. Oh, we and it's you we adore, singing hallelujah.